Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you get, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Hey, it's Sunday Sampler. Coming up, you'll hear Sore Losers actually debate if I'm going to move to Arkansas after Coach Cal got hired. And spoiler, yes, I already live there. You guys just didn't know that. So Sore Losers, talk about that coming up on Get Real with Caroline Hobby. Caroline sat down with an artist that I've really grown to, I've always liked her, but like really respect her as a musician, not just a singer, Caroline Jones. I've done the Bobby cast with her, but you know, Caroline Hobby goes in a whole different direction, which is what's great. You're gonna hear Movie Mike's movie podcast, talking about rich people and Forbes billionaires list. And we'll start with this though on the Bobby cast. Eddie and I go through the nominees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then we vote, and it's an official ballot, and I mailed it off, and I might be kicked out now. I do not know. We shall see. But you can hear the whole thing. Listen to the sampler here, then go search for one of these podcasts. Subscribe to one of these podcasts if you like them. All right, here we go. This is this week's Sunday Sampler. Here's a part of the Bobbycast. We get one of all these because we have 6 yeses.
Okay.
Mariah Carey, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Kool and the Gang, Lenny Kravitz, Oasis. We get one of the list. Ready?
Go ahead.
Mary J. Blige, Eric B. and Rakim, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy Osbourne, Sade, Tribe Called Quest. Let's eliminate some.
Okay.
Sade.
I'm going to eliminate Sade. No.
And I'm going to eliminate.
Respectfully.
I'm going to eliminate Tribe Called Quest. I just don't. All I know is I'm an idiot in 80s hip hop. Mm-hmm. Sinead O'Connor's eliminated.
Let's eliminate.
So we've eliminated 3. We have Ozzy left, Jane's Addiction, Peter Frampton, Foreigner. Let's eliminate one of Peter Frampton or Foreigner.
I would eliminate Foreigner.
Peter Frampton.
I go Foreigner.
I think they both get eliminated then if we both pick.
But Kevin's the tiebreaker.
But he's in either one of them. He's like 8.
You're right.
But I know the name Peter Frampton. I don't really know Foreigner. I do know their songs, but I didn't know who that
is. Dude, Frampton, man. So,
but you know the name.
I know Peter Frampton. Like I know that
I know
name
the name
very well.
Gorbachev, too. But
I know the name Bob.
Yeah.
Bill. I still eliminate Foreigner. Frampton was groundbreaking.
But Foreigner had more hits.
Frampton's the one with a box.
Yeah,
then, right?
Dude, he's got the guitar box.
Okay, we only get one more. So let me say this. Peter Frampton and are they Peter Frampton and Foreigner, are they together, are both of them better than Jane's Addiction?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I will agree. So we'll eliminate Jane's Addiction. Are they both bigger than Ozzy?
No.
No.
So we're keeping Ozzy in.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Are they both bigger than Mary J. Blige?
Yes.
Okay. Are they both bigger than Eric B. Rakim?
Yes.
I have to plead ignorance to that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, and Ozzy Osbourne for the last vote.
We took Jane's out.
We did. Okay. So it's Foreigner, Peter Frampton, and Ozzy.
I vote Aussie.
I vote Aussie.
Who do you want, Bones? You want Foreigner over those three?
No. Maybe I have a loyalty to Foreigner because I can't play to our show.
Sure, I mean, yeah.
And I shouldn't let that bias me. But I do love
that Peter. Was really cool.
Okay, so I'm going to cut. Let's cut Foreigner.
Cut.
It's either Peter Frampton or Ozzy. Now, remember, you can't associate Black Sabbath. They're already in.
Not. I mean, Black Sabbath wouldn't have been Black Sabbath without Ozzy, so.
No, Ozzy wouldn't have been the solo artist without Black Sabbath.
What are you talking about? Ozzy was the star of Black Sabbath.
No, I hear you, but how do you know? But he didn't write all the songs, every one of them. The lead guitar player was very famous.
But I think it's a testament when the lead guy leaves and he can do it all by himself that's the reason that band was.
And everyone knows him just as
Peter Frampton or Ozzy?
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
O-Z-Z-Y.
Okay.
It's the Hall of Fame, baby.
You know what's funny?
Sharon!
First thing I remember about him is that reality show.
I know, that's terrible.
Okay, I'll go with you guys, Ozzy.
Yeah. You really want to Frampton in there?
No, I feel like Ozzy doesn't have the library himself. But I do think, but it's just versus those. I do think Ozzy should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean, what are we missing on Ozzy? We're missing Ozzy songs.
Can you look? He looked it up.
I got you. No, there's more, though. Hold it.
Well, I know there's more.
Yeah.
He didn't make three songs.
No, but that were like big. Here, let's see. Crazy Train, yeah. No More Tears.
Oh, No More Tears.
That's tears. Good. Bark at the Moon.
I don't know that I know that one.
No, you do.
Oh, don't tell me what I know.
You do. You know Bark at the Moon.
Why are you dancing?
I'm not dancing. I'm rocking out, dude.
We went Aussie.
Okay.
So here's our...
I'm not dancing. I'm rocking out.
Here's our seven. Mariah Carey.
Nice.
Cher. Dave Matthews Band.
Come on.
Kool and the Gang.
Nice.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Oasis.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne.
That sounds like a great ballot. Yeah,
that's awesome.
And then do you get a second wave?
The top seven go in.
Those are the finalists.
I think top six or whatever.
Let's go.
Okay, I'll mail this off today. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's really cool, dude. Thanks for letting us be a part of that.
Hopefully we don't get voted out for
talking about it.
I don't think so. I don't see anything about it. It says, please fill your ballot out confidentially. I'm just kidding. It didn't say that. Ballot received after this date. Okay, I'll mail it off today.
Cool, man.
Feel pretty good about it. Everybody good?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Hey, do you think our picks will be the seven?
I don't think it's like a parlay where if you hit all seven, we get to go. The one who hit all seven, it's Eddie, Bobby, and Kevin. Come on, guys. We get awarded an award.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
The best voters.
Okay, I'll mail it off today. But that was fun.
That was very cool.
All right, good luck to everybody, especially if you're one of the seven we picked.
Yes. Yeah. Good luck, guys. Yep.
Little food for your soul, life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, laugh a little more, tighten up your core, said EK, you're kicking it with four things,
with Amy Brown.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown, and here's what we talked about this week on my podcast. What is the biggest mistake that we're making when it comes to our finances, and what can we do to, well, avoid that, increase our IQ, just be smarter about how we do things?
Yeah, there's really two buckets. As I take calls on the Ramsey Show alongside, you know, Dave Ramsey or Rachel Cruz, the one bucket is people are doing too many things at once, and they're good, healthy things. They're trying to pay off debt, they're trying to save, they're trying to invest. And when you try to do all of these things at once, you end up doing all of them crappily. Because you can only pay off a little bit of debt if you're also trying to invest and also trying to save. So the baby steps that we lay out are very specific. They're in order for a reason. So you get out of debt. That's the only thing you do. Then the only thing you do is save up the emergency fund. Then you invest and you have the margin to do that because you don't have any payments. So you can see how when you focus on one thing, you're so much better at it.
Yeah.
Are you doing all these things at
I just told you.
I saw the blood drain from your face, like, no.
Just so you have a little bit of background, if I was calling in, like, hey, George, Amy here.
Hey,
okay,
Amy.
So my only debt right now is my mortgage.
Great.
Which I just added to because of a HELOC.
Sure.
And that's my only debt, but I also just made an investment.
Aha.
Like, last week.
Like you're investing in the stock market or real estate or?
I invested in a startup situation.
Okay, so business investment.
And then also I'm doing some stock market stuff. I just started. Very excited about it. I know.
And there's an excitement when you invest. And mm-hmm. I love this because when people get out of debt and they stop paying for the past and instead start building for the future, it's like the world just opened up. And that's what I love about this plan is you get the debt out of your life and you free up all those payments. I mean, if you just add it up in your head what the mortgage and HELOC was or is, mm-hmm. and you go, if I could invest that every month instead, how much wealth could I give? What kind of legacy could I leave? How much more free could I be? That gets really exciting.
So you would tell me, what would I say? Have invested?
Usually what you would say is if the HELOC is more than half of your annual income, it can go into baby step 6, which is you're investing and you're working off paying off the house.
Okay.
But if it's less than half the annual income, we would put it in baby step 2, which is your kind of consumer debt. So we would say pause your investing, attack that, then continue.
Okay. All right. I feel so, like I'm back.
Either
your
way, you're not, you're doing great. I want to just assure you, especially people who have been through some stuff, like they call into the show, there's different levels of empathy I have. You know, some people are the knucklehead 18-year-old kid who thinks he knows everything and wants to argue. And then there's people who they're going through like really extenuating life circumstances. There's a divorce, there's a health issue. And so we talk about gazelle intensity on the show a lot. Some people just need to just get up and crawl the next day. And that's okay if you're in survival mode. It's okay to have that season where you're doing your best.
Yeah, at the time of my divorce, I didn't even know how to log into my bank account because he handled all the finances. So talk about baby steps and trying not to be a microwave, be more of a crock pot.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm one bite at a time.
But you've got like to a degree now elephant. Probably in the last year just learning all of this on for yourself.
Well, I'm open to learning and I want to learn more, but like it was so foreign to me. And so I just wanted him to handle everything that when I would have to discuss it in the legal meetings or when I had to start taking it over, like I would feel it in my throat. Yeah. Like I would start to just itch and then my throat would feel like I was going to cry.
Mm.
And then I would start to cry, but it was just so overwhelming. And so 100%. That's why I have grace for certain decisions that I made last year when I didn't know what I didn't know. So that would be my encouragement to anybody else that's going through anything like
no
financial
judgment.
At the moment is just if you didn't know what you didn't know, but then face it head on. And now I'm open to like, okay, maybe I need to pivot away from this and figure out a new plan, but we'll figure out that later. Because what I really want to ask you is, should I be investing in gold from Costco?
Oh, okay. If you know me, you know I love Costco. They call me the Kirkland Cowboy.
Okay.
No one actually calls me that, but I feel like the more I say it, maybe I can like manifest
Cowboy
that.
With a K, obviously.
Yes. There we go. And so I saw the gold at Costco and I thought it was really funny. And I've seen some people buy it. And then I saw that the price they were buying it at was not even worth what gold is worth right now. And so we always tell people, you know, number one, invest in things you understand. Now, gold has been around forever, but the return on gold as an investment is not there. If you look at the stock market, like you mentioned, well, the average return of the S&P 500, just the 500 largest companies in the U.S., it's been about 10 to 12%. Over the last multiple decades. Whereas gold,
that's
it's been
not your
a fraction
opinion, by
it.
The way. That's data.
That's just data. I wish I could just have an opinion about these numbers. That's just what the market has done in the past.
I saw you post about that.
Yes.
Did you?
She really
I
cares.
I was quoting you.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you. And that's why I did a video about gold and looking at the returns, and it was like 5%. Mm. That's not bad, but I get 5% right now in my savings account, and I can actually use that money to go buy stuff. So one of the problems with gold is that you have to go turn around and turn that gold into money in order to use it. So what some people say is that, well, George, it's not an investment. It's a hedge against inflation. But I'm like, yeah, but you still need to then go turn that into money at some point. I can't trade gold for fuel and ammo in the apocalypse. You know, people want fuel and ammo in the apocalypse, not gold. And so there's really no utility for it. And it's one of the reasons why I say, hey, if you want to buy it just to buy it for fun, that's fine. But don't count on that for investing or a retirement plan.
Okay. So high financial IQ.
I would buy it as a flex if I were you.
Like to be like, oh, look at my gold.
Yeah. I would like put it on display at the house and be like, it's my little bar with my 1 ounce of gold.
From Costco.
Yeah.
Because they're also selling silver coins.
Yes.
And that was a whole big thing. And then I saw an article literally this morning is about handbags and that investing in like a Birkin bag.
Oh, no. Don't tell my wife. She's listening going, see, I told you that Louis, it would be an investment.
Yeah. Everything was like, you know, from Chanel to, you know, Hermes or whatever, that when you buy the bag, it actually is something that goes up in value after you've bought it instead of down like a lot of other things.
But then you have to keep it in a closet and never use it or look at it. That's kind of the problem, right?
So it has to be untouched.
That's the goal.
Unused. Okay.
Nobody wants your bag that's got stains and rips and tears on it.
Okay.
So that's another problem. The other thing is you then have to go sell that bag to a retailer who's going to then sell it for a profit. It's kind of like reselling a car to the dealer. Well, they're not going to give you top dollar because they have to make money off of it too. So the chances that you're going to make money by investing in handbags is slim to none.
Okay, if you're in Target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month. And when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it like not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon. The best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Let's do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3 sore losers.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. We do have a white picket fence at the apartment complex. Soon I'm going to have 2.5 kids. And yes, sadly, I will die of a heart attack when I'm 72 years old. Here's a clip from the last podcast. You're on a trip with your wife and you're in public and your wife yells at you, dude, it's kind of funny. Because you're confused. Dude, there's nothing funnier than that when your wife yells at you on a trip and you're like in a stressful situation. That's real life.
Yes, that's
It was, there was a season. The dude's name, I think his wife's name was Victoria. Oh my God, I'm gonna have to look him up. He screamed at her the entire time. And she would cry on the mat like every time. And it was so uncomfortable to watch, but it was so entertaining. I am Victoria. Amazing Race, yelling husband. Let's see if that's his name. Jonathan of Amazing Race says, I'm not an abusive husband. Despite a reprimand from the producers. This is back in 2004, man.
Saw that one probably.
That's it. There he is. I nailed it. That's the
wow.
guy.
Wow.
Let's see what his name, what her name is. Jonathan Baker isn't a reality villain. He just plays one on TV. So claims the Amazing Race contestant who insists he's not an abusive husband. He seems to be on the reality program. Wow.
Dude, do you want to make your chick mad when you're going on a vacation? Oh, have you? That's actually an actual TikTok. That's what gave me the idea. Where the family fakes like the one kid lost his passport.
No.
And the dad flips out.
Oh my God.
Dude, you could easily pull it. If you filibuster, I'll pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up. I don't know anything you're talking about. I mean, he would lose. There's one time, her name was Victoria. I told you, I remember the stupidest things ever. That's like one time my wife and I, we were going to Puerto Rico for vacation.
Dang, Rich.
Yeah. And I told her, our flight was at like 8:30 a.m. And she was like, listen, we need to get to the airport 2 hours or this before TSA pre-check, I think. And she was like, you don't understand how many business travelers travel on a weekday morning. And I said, there is no way there's that many people for an 8:30 a.m. flight. And so I won the argument and we showed up at 7:30 and the line was out the airport. The line was out the airport and I was just like, oh my God, we're going to miss our flight. And it's all my fault. It's all my fault. We're going to miss a flight. It's my fault. And I am feeling terrible. Terrible. And she is so pissed. And I had to beg people in line to let us through, to go through the security.
Pay them?
No, I was just like, oh my God, we're going to miss our flight. Oh my God, we're going to miss our flight. We're going to Puerto Rico. I mean, it's my fault. And they let us through. And then the flight was delayed, so we had plenty of time.
People are passing you. You're just chilling with a drink.
Hey, dude, I had a beer in my hand. I'm like, and they're like, you told me you had. And I was like, hey, delayed, man. Delayed. But we made the flight, but that was the one time I missed a flight. I've missed multiple flights. I missed the flight coming back from Chicago after my grandma's funeral. My mom and I, we just got there too late at the airport, Chicago Airport O'Hare, man. It's a monster.
That one, dude, there's the getting late feeling, but then there's also I drop my sister and Boomer off, and they go, yeah, you got us here 2 hours early. There's no line whatsoever.
That's, and I
bro,
hate.
Bro, I thought there'd be an Easter line. I'm sorry.
I agree. I hate the sitting there in an airport. Dude, like, there is nothing worse than being in an airport for multiple hours.
Your boy had up there about 2 hours and 45 minutes before their flight.
Of course you did.
Here you go. Here's his video.
What is this?
It's from 10 months ago.
Got it.
The kid fakes like he lost his passport. The dad loses it.
Go.
Here we
go.
Where's the play button? Yes.
What time's our flight?
4:15. It takes some time.
Do you not have your passport?
I hope you're f***ing kidding me. Okay, that's funny.
You can't give it to him.
That's good.
Dude, dad's reaction, are you kidding me?
You got, that's playing with people's emotions, dude. That is a hypersensitive time because you're so, like, everything rides on that. It's sort of like when I told the guy there was no, the waterfall ran out of water. That's what you went there for, and he was just like, did you hear that? The water falls out of water, and I look at, gotcha. And I mean, it's just like, it's those moments you can't help it.
And you're always so stressed, probably dude's stressed trying to find the waterfall, so stressed at the airport. That's the perfect time to get somebody when they're that vulnerable.
Dude, my kids, they get me all the time.
Really?
My Funny? Five-year-old. My five-year-old.
With passport?
Not passport. We'll be somewhere.
Dad, I lost my... You don't need it.
And he'll come up and be like, Dad, I had a pee accident. And I was like, I just asked you if you had to go to the bathroom and you said you didn't.
Hilarious.
And he's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, let's go. And he goes, just joking.
Got
and I'm
him.
Like, God.
Got him.
I'm like, that's not funny. Like, it's not funny.
Dude, that's great.
Or, I mean, just any, they do it all the time. Like, I mean, different little activities. Like, well, I'll be like, do you need to do this? No. Oh, Dad, I lost my shoe. What? Yeah, I threw it out the window when we're driving. And I'm like, you did what?
Are you f***ing serious?
And I go, do we need to pull over? No, just joking, Dada. Because I can't see. Like, I can't see if they have their shoe or not. And the window is down.
That's good old-fashioned humor right there.
I mean, they are. It's so, like, God, it gets you, too, as a parent. You're like, mother. All right, never mind. You got me. You got me.
Hey, it's Mike D, and every week on Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, I give you spoiler-free movie reviews, films you can check out in theaters or streaming at home. This week, I talked about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I am historically not the biggest Ghostbusters fan, but found myself really loving this. I talked about why some people are upset with this movie, but at the core of it, what I think makes this movie special. So I'm going to play you a little bit of my review, but be sure to subscribe to my podcast to hear full reviews every single week. Here you go. You do need to watch Afterlife going into Frozen Empire because that one really sets the stage on all these characters. But I didn't watch that one the first time or the second time I rewatched it thinking, I cannot wait to watch this next one, Frozen Empire. And the reason I'm telling you all this is because I was so surprised how much I ended up loving this movie. Because they tried to make Afterlife so different than the Ghostbusters. They put them out in Oklahoma. They really changed up the dynamic of the team and then kind of sprinkled in some of the old school stuff. And this one, they go back to New York. They're trying just to be everyday Ghostbusters. Of course, they're at the threat of getting shut down again. And then all these weird things start happening around the city. It's all tied to one object. And a new threat opposes the Ghostbusters, opposes the entire city of New York and really the entire world. At the risk of causing a second ice age is basically what this movie is about. You see it a lot in the trailer. But what they were able to do in this one was make it so much warmer and inviting. And I really understand what they are trying to do here and can see why some people are upset. Because at the core of it, Ghostbusters was kind of always meant for kids. Even though the original ones, there are some very suggestive things in Ghostbusters 1 and Ghostbusters 2. There's not even just straight up innuendos, but just straight up sexual jokes. I think those movies would have a much different rating if they were going to come out right now than they got back in the 80s. And maybe the filmmakers realize it now. So what they've decided to do and what this movie is more of a family movie. There are some of the jokes that adults are going to get and maybe kids won't get. One of them even made the trailer, Bill Murray, referencing the villain in this movie as tall, dark, and horny, which he does have big horns, but obviously he's not talking about the horns when he's saying that. And that is just Bill Murray being Bill Murray and what you pay him millions of dollars to do. I love the way that everybody else takes a back seat who isn't McKenna Grace, who plays the granddaughter of Egon. So that is how they are keeping his legacy alive, because not only did he die in the franchise, he also sadly died in real life. And she becomes, even more so than Afterlife, the main character of this movie. And it really leans in more to all the fun supernatural elements that is Ghostbusters and what they are famous for. And really allows it to turn into a movie with some really great, pretty well-defined characters when it comes to a family film. And you also see Paul Rudd's character evolve a little bit more, of having to have a little bit more authority over these kids. One of them is 18 years old now, Finn, the older brother, and he is now not seen as a kid anymore, but yet he's trying to take on more responsibility, but yet still feels like a kid at heart. And any good movie is going to be about one thing. So yes, it is about them capturing and getting rid of ghosts, but a good movie is about one thing, but it has a theme underneath it. And the theme of Ghostbusters now is family.
and how they come together, work together, love each other. It's also a bit of an unconventional family. Paul Rudd is in that role of father figure, but he's not really their dad. So you have them actually going through things and feeling things. And me, myself, I was thinking, man, I wish a movie came out like this when I was just a teenager, because this easily would have been my favorite movie, combining some supernatural elements. Now, it's not overly scary. A part of me wanted this movie to come out during Halloween because it very much feels Halloween friendly to me. The level of horror or scariness that this movie has, which I really wouldn't describe it that way, but it kind of feels like the Scooby-Doo movie from the 2000s, where the monsters are a little bit creepy looking. And maybe if you're like a really young kid, maybe six and under, you get scared by it. But anything above that, I think you would not have nightmares after watching this film. What it does really well, and what some people maybe feel ripped off by, is it sprinkles in just a little bit all the other Ghostbusters, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray. I mean, you have Ernie Hudson at 78 years old looking incredible. Dude is ripped. Dude can still act. And comparing him to Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray, who are still roughly around the same age. And really, when you look at this cast, Paul Rudd is 54 years old and still looks like he's my age. He looks 32 like I do. I don't know what these people are doing in Hollywood. They probably have some secret potion. I don't want to say they have good doctors. I just think it's really good genes. But if you were already a fan of Afterlife, you got to go see this one. I think for the big Ghostbusters fans, it is a must-watch in theaters just because you get that feeling again. It is one that is fun to experience with other people. There was a big Ghostbusters fan sitting next to me who would cheer, curse along with the movie. He seemed to be having a really good time. Kelsey was sitting to my right, who watched the first one with me, not too familiar with the old school versions, but ended up also really enjoying this movie. But she also liked Afterlife. So if you like that one, if you like the original ones, definitely see this in theaters. If you didn't like Afterlife and are just hardcore about the original Ghostbusters, probably wait for it to come out on streaming, but I think it's a really fun time. Depending on the age that your kids are, I do think it is fine for kids. There is a little bit of language. Like I mentioned what Bill Murray says earlier, there's also at least one S-bomb that I remember that really stuck out. Maybe another one in there, but there's no F-words. No real violence. It's all fantasy action-based. But for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, I was right on the line between a 4 and a 4.5. If this was a movie that didn't have any legacy attached to it, I think it would be a 4.5. But due to the fact that I don't even know that I would rate the original ones a 5 out of 5, I'm going to go a strong 4 out of 5 Slimers for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Hey y'all, it's Caroline Hobby from Get Real with Caroline Hobby, and here is a clip from this week's episode.
I'm so excited to have Caroline Jones on Get Real today.
Thanks for having me back.
Angel, we had a previous podcast.
We did.
Like how many years ago?
I want to say like 4 because I remember doing it backstage at a Jimmy Buffett show when I was opening for him. So I think that was like 4. It was definitely pre-pandemic.
You did the podcast backstage while you were at a Jimmy Buffett show?
Well, no. I was opening for Jimmy and we taped it during the day while I was backstage, like on tour. Yeah, with him.
Oh my gosh, I forgot you went on tour with Jimmy
Buffett.
Oh
yeah, he was like one of my most primary, most important mentors. Yeah.
What is that like to have, first off, everyone listening, Caroline Jones, we have so much to dive into. You are a incredible musician, play 1,000 instruments, sing all the songs and the harmonies, and you have a huge career on your own that you've been building since you were just a young little lad. You've always known that you were meant to do music, and then Zac Brown scooped you up. Now you're a part of that band. You're married to a sailor who lived around the world. You lived in New Zealand. You have a kid. You've birthed albums. You've birthed a child.
Yes.
And you just have such an amazing life. So
thank you.
I want to give a little overview.
Yeah.
Because when we just dive into the Jimmy Buffett section, yes. I just want to give some context of the fact that Jimmy Buffett is your mentor. How did that happen? And what was he like as a friend?
So special.
You got to know him as a real human, not the icon.
Yes. I feel so lucky. And actually when I found out that he passed away, like that was my first thought. Like my husband came in and cause we'd had a show the night before and I still got goosebumps, but my husband came in and he was like, Jimmy passed. And I was like, I just obviously started crying and I was like, God, I just feel so grateful and so lucky to have been in his orbit. Like he influenced so many millions of people with his positive, you know, almost childlike joy, but to have been up close and personal is just that, like that doesn't come around with a lot of people in this world, you know? So I just feel so lucky to have been mentored by him. But I got connected to him through Mac McAnally.
He's a great songwriter.
Yes, who's an amazing songwriter and musician and has been his right-hand man or was his right-hand man for decades. They were best friends.
So what did he do as a right-hand man?
So, well, it's so funny. I speak about it like he's still here. It's still so odd that he's not. But he produced his albums. They wrote almost all his songs together.
Mac McNeil.
Yes.
And Jimmy Buffett.
And Jimmy Buffett. Yeah, and they were best friends. And actually, it's so sweet because Mac was a kid in Mississippi, and he recorded his first record in Nashville. And this was back in the 70s. And Jimmy wrote him a letter and said, I heard your record, and I know we're going to be great friends.
Stop. Yeah. So Jimmy pursued Mac.
Yeah.
Wow.
And wow. We're going to be great friends. And they were for their whole, you know, the rest of his life. And they were, and they're such a great compliment to each other, too, because Jimmy was the ideas guy, the energy guy. I mean, he just had this, like, propulsion of energy that is so unique in this world. Like, if he had an idea, you could see why he was so successful. Because he was like a dog on a bone with whatever creative ideas he had. Yes. And Mac is more pragmatic and would think through, and the editor, and he's also the band leader of the Coral Reefers. So, but they were just, you know, joined at the hip. And so I met Jimmy through Mac. And
how'd you meet Mac again?
Gosh, I met Mac when I was 20. So yeah, over 10 years ago. And I got connected to Mac through friends of friends, and this was before I even lived in Nashville. And I did my first studio sessions with Mac, and
starting at the top,
fell in love with the studio scene here and the studio musicians. I remember being in those sessions and just thinking it would be great to have a hit on the radio, or to, you know, have a successful tour or what have you. I said, but these are the people I want to respect me. Like, these musicians, this is the thing. I mean,
but
they're
a musician.
So talented.
Is that where that comes from? Because you truly
that
understand.
Really, they were the ones who really inspired me to start picking up instruments and to be more involved musically as a producer in the creative process of recording, because I just fell in love with the way they layer things. But I digress a little. So the Jimmy thing, I got connected to him, and I had been opening for Zac Brown that summer. So then Jimmy asked me to come open a hurricane benefit that he was doing that year in Tallahassee. And so I went and I performed with him, and I was still so new to opening for anyone and so starry-eyed. And it was him, Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith, Jake Owen, and I'm forgetting someone. And I was just, and me, that was the bill.
I feel like you're always the girl. Like, you're like the badass girl with all these guys.
Oh my
musicians.
Gosh. I am not complaining. I love it so much, but I was so awestruck. And ever since then, he kept asking me back to open. And then he signed me to my first distribution deal.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Did.
To release the record that I had made. And then the next year when I was on tour with him, he and Mac wrote a song for me called Gulf Coast Girl.
They wrote a song
out.
For you?
Yes, and I put it
Hold
out.
Hold on.
I know.
Jimmy Buffett yeah. and Mac McAnally wrote a song for you. Yeah, they were so inspired by you that they wrote a song about you?
I still pinch myself.
Are you a Gulf Coast girl?
No, but they had this whole...
Let's break down what the song is. Did they picture you in their song?
So they came to me like halfway through the tour, and they said, we have this idea for a song called Gulf Coast Girl. And it's about all the towns along the Gulf Coast where they had grown up and spent much of their career and their life. And every single town that's mentioned in the song, they have a personal anecdote. Like, Jimmy took me through every single lyric and was like, this, you know.
You just sat down with Jimmy Buffett and he just took you through the lyric. That's what y'all do. Y'all just hang out and talk about stuff like
this. This was the kind of person
that
he was. You know, like, this is the amount of intention and care that he put into, yes,
in people.
In his lyrics, in his business ventures, and again, you could see why he was so successful. Because it's that kind of, like, joy and passion is contagious. And to have that at age, I mean, at the time he was, like, 72, is so inspiring and kind of puts all of us young people to shame, you know, because I see so many people in this town who are in their 20s and 30s and already jaded and already, you know, entitled or already and you see someone like Jimmy who was just working his butt off and always excited and always passionate. And to me, like, those are the giants, you know, that's the bar.
And the mindset
attitude.
Is so important. Yes. I want to get into mindset with you about later on in the podcast, because that is so crucial. Yes. Mindset is everything.
Yeah.
Hey, that's it. Thank you guys. Hope you enjoyed the Sunday Sampler so much you go and listen to just one of those podcasts. Maybe it's only Sore Losers. Maybe you haven't given Sore Losers a chance yet. Go check out Sore Losers. Maybe you are. Check out a new one. Make sure, if you can, I'm asking nicely, you can subscribe, like rate and review. That helps us a lot. I don't do it very often either, but every once in a while I will. We're asking this to be here every once in a while. Have a great week, everybody. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.